Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I hope they're listening right now. If y'all don't sign Ayuk, y'all, we in real trouble, man. Because what happened when Ayuk got hurt in that little skid we had in the middle of the season where Shanahan forgot how to call plays again?
Well, that was Debo.
But the fact of the matter is that one caller talking about we lost the Super Bowl, this and that. We lost the Super Bowl because we fumbled the ball away on our first drive, and then we muffed the punt again. That's why we lost the Super Bowl, bro. So let me tell you something, man. Look, I don't know who this guy Trog is, dude, but he, Vontae, I'm with you. He's just another forehand partner. Kick rocks, bro. Because all of us fans, we're paying a billionaire money to see his team play. And I don't want to hear no excuses no more. We're always one player away that we didn't sign the Buckner, this person, that person. It's old. It's tired. Jeff, you said when you hired Shanahan and Lynch, they was going to run it and you was going to sit back. Well, sit back and snatch your boy Prague up out of here. Why are you paying Prague to argue with people? You can say, hey, Jeb, you pay me. Pay me. I'll negotiate contracts for you. Real smooth, like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't take a fool to understand chemistry is a huge part of sports. It's not just about numbers crunching and all that. If you actually play some sports, Prague or Farhan, which you never have, obviously, you're just sitting there looking at numbers like a couple of bozo clowns, bro, and it's not working. You're a fraud. Both of you are frauds. Who is this dude, Prague? Dude, kick rocks, bro.
All right.
Stop messing up
all
your
All right. Like, I don't think Prague, like, on this, he clearly has his thumb on the scale on this one, and it's not working. That I agree. He does bring value to the organization. He's been a loyal finance component to this organization, being able to have the infrastructure. Look, I don't love.
He's been here for 24 years. Karag Barate. He's currently serving as both president of 49ers Enterprises and executive vice president of football operations. And also, he's got Leeds United, right?
Yes, but Monte, he's made them a lot of money, and he's saved them a lot of money, and he signed a lot of deals for this organization. On this one, he screwed this up. I mean, it's right. I mean, like that, we both could be true.
Yep, that is true. Nick and Berkeley. Nick Bosa, if he had doubts during his contract talks last season.
Yeah, I mean, as it got closer and closer, it gets pretty dicey. But I definitely didn't want to be traded. It's a good place to be for sure. I'm very, very thankful and grateful to be paid in here, because I don't think there's many other organizations that are as good as this one. So
that's Nick Bosa yesterday. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Shasky, let's check in on Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, you want to ask some wide receivers? What's up, Mike Tomlin?
Actually looking at that part of your depth chart?
I'll let you guys speculate on that.
What about your current receiver group?
I just like the way that group has worked, getting to know particularly some of the new veteran guys in that group. Can't say enough about Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller, for example, guys that have shown really high floors in this process, man. They're really consistent in their performance, and they bring it every day, and that's kind of indicative of veteran players. Been pleased with the growth and the work coming from that group.
Van Jefferson, who got traded by the LA Rams last year. Is he in a deal for Brandon Ayuk? How would you guys like Van Jefferson?
When I think of Van Jefferson, I instantly think of moments similar to Ted Ginn Jr. I'm behind everyone. I'm wide open. And I dropped it. Right?
Yeah. He is a Super Bowl chap too, I think, right? He's a Super Bowl chap. That's right. He is super
wide tough. Open, and he drops.
Oh man!
Am I like? Isn't that what you think of when you think of Van Jefferson?
No, I just think of a guy who got traded. I don't think of that.
Tutu Atwell and Van Jefferson. I'm honestly, always open, and I dropped it.
Honestly, I don't think much of Van Jefferson.
Well, that's the same way I looked at Ted Ginn Jr.
Our boy coach Ted Ginn Jr. is a better player though. Ted Ginn had a decent career. It's not his fault he was overdrafted. 650 Xfinity Mobile text line.
Ninth overall.
Yep, by Miami Dolphins. Guys, I love BA, but he's out of here. Get Amari Cooper to second round pick and move on. Coach of loss also. So yeah, that sounds great, Coach. I would love that. That sounds great. 209, he can't stand both suppressors. Why not? Both suppressors are interesting. Let's go to Nicholas and Martinez. Nicholas.
I disagree.
I think Nicholas may be a little exhausted from this entire situation.
Yeah, me too.
Shasky, Bonte, how you guys doing this
morning?
What's
up, man?
Not bad.
So, this stinks. It smells. It's gross. And the fact that it's happening at this time, this is not on Brandon Ayuk. It's really not. And if anything, his agent has to be fired. And his agent is as worse as the Niners front office. The fact that after a Super Bowl loss, we're sitting here talking about this, stinking up the locker room, letting this get in the way of what is supposed to be our second attempt as a comeback. This is, I guess we're no longer a classy organization, right? The players that we pick, that we bring up, right? This kid came from the doghouse. Yeah. He's not a little pup anymore.
Yep.
He's no little pup. This is a big dog. He's looking at you like, no, you put me in a doghouse? As a puppy, here I am, big dog now. I showed you that I could do this, and I'm here, contract season, let's go. And you can't even pay him? You can't feed the man? Come on, man. That's not cool. We all talk about leave him, let him go, whatever. Shasky, I don't mean to come down your lane, but you saying that he's a nuisance? For showing up?
No, I said that the situation...
The kid is going to get fined. God, the kid is going to get fined.
I said that the situation can be a nuisance to those that are getting asked questions at podiums. That's it. I didn't say that I'm dropping balls in practice because I'm thinking about Brandon Ayuk. I'm whiffing tackles. I'm whiffing blocks. That's not what I'm saying.
Nicholas,
all I'm saying is this. I'm here. The thing is the kid's doing everything he possibly can to get paid and to play hard. We all love him. He's homegrown. This is our guy. And he's the only guy, make no mistake about it, he's the only guy that can stretch the field. Nobody's stretching the field like him. This is horrible, man. So sad. And it is a distraction. I'm with you on that point.
Okay,
where
that's all.
We should not be talking about it.
Well, we should not be talking about it. But with the team, it's not a distraction. The team understands the price of business. They go on as usual. When practice starts, they go out and practice, and they do their thing.
I don't think the
team
coach,
is working out.
I don't think the coach loves. I mean,
well,
he got 18.
The coach gets annoyed by everything.
Well, no, that's Shanahan.
He gets annoyed by everything. You could ask him about an interception at practice.
Possibly.
He'll get annoyed. I mean, Shanahan gets annoyed by God knows what. He's always annoyed about something.
But
Shanahan. You know what I'm saying? But he's been in, that's another example. He's been in this league, hell, since he was born.
Yeah, but Belichick, you know, you talk about the McVay, Belichick, even Andy Reid, they always say, like, you know, the least amount of things that you worry about outside of just doing your job, are the better. Like, right. It just makes things streamlined for everyone. They don't want to bring those things in.
And again, I don't think these guys are worried about Brandon Ayuk right now. They're worried about getting better. Sure, they're talking to their friend. They're saying, man, what's going on? We care for you. We hope you stay here. But Fred Warner's still having a great training credit. Malik Collins is trying to make his name out here in the Bay Area. You know, Leonard Floyd is out there. Bosa's working. Debo's having an excellent camp. Looks like he's in phenomenal shape. So the players understand that this is a business, that these things tend to happen in the league. Like the Dallas Cowboys, they're out there working. Now, they may not be any good. They may not be any good, but they're out there working. They understand the situation. They've prepped all offseason knowing that a holdout could happen with CeeDee Lamb. So with us, it's a distraction. With us, we're talking about it. With the fans, and Shanahan gets annoyed, but he gets annoyed by God knows what. But for the players inside that locker room, Shasky, it's white noise to them.
Yeah, I disagree. Yeah, well, I think Charvarius Ward needs to go up against Brandon Ayuk every single day in practice, and so does D'Amore Lenore.
That's a different thing. That's going up against them getting work. That's getting work. That's not a distraction.
These are all in the same bucket.
No, it's not. It's not a distraction.
The word distraction is being overused.
You said it was a distraction.
I'm saying this is a nuisance. Your words. This is a nuisance.
No, it's not.
For
the fans, it is.
No, I think
this
is.
For the players, the players.
This is not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. Okay. But the players are going out there working. They're going out there working. That's what these are pros, dude. This ain't little league. This ain't high school. This is professional football.
We're saying that we're tired of being asked questions. Bosa said, "This is not good." He literally said that.
Yeah, he said it's not good. Yeah. The contract negotiations are not good.
Yeah, he said it's not good.
It's not good, but they know they're going to get asked.
Christian McCaffrey's being asked that on the set of NFL, you know, a network. You know, it's like, no, I'm sorry. Like, I don't think we can disagree. It's okay. My prerogative is it does.
You don't think he walks up to the set knowing that he's going to get asked about Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, but they don't like it. They want to talk about football.
You know, guess what, Shasky? They don't even like talking to the media.
Well, that's obvious.
They still have to do it. So they do it. They don't like talking. They don't like taking football questions from media members. They don't even, if they could go on about their day.
They sure don't want to be talking about a wide receiver that they would like to see help them get back to the Super
Bowl. They know the deal, but it's not a distraction. It's practice as usual. This is a business, man. They understand it, especially those players making millions of dollars. JC Sacramento, what's happening? What's going on, JC?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
Man, I just feel like, in this Brandon Ayuk situation, if they don't get a player of equal or greater value, then they botch this situation. Because I honestly believe, this is me, if they don't get an Amari Cooper or somebody like that, they're not going to the playoffs with just picks. If they get picks next year or like a Kendrick Bourne coming off of an ACL tear or something like that, I don't believe that they're going to make the playoffs. Like, Brandon Ayuk's been a model citizen. He hasn't been a diva. He's had to deal with a lot of dysfunction in regards to this offense. His first year, he had played with, what, like 3-4 different quarterbacks?
Yeah.
The next year, the Trey Lance situation. Then his third year, he played with 4 different quarterbacks when Josh Johnson came in the playoffs. That's 4 different quarterbacks in one season, bro. Then he comes in last year with 1 quarterback the full season, like the top wide receivers in the league, and he went, you know, made an all-pro. So I just feel like they should have either known that either we don't want to pay the guy and traded him around the draft, or you got to pay him. Like, you didn't have to rush and pay Christian. I don't know why they did that.
Well, because he was probably going to do what Trent's doing right now, which is not being there.
I don't know if you
that's
know that.
That's the other part of this whole thing is, like, not only do you got this Ayuk thing hanging over your head, you've also got this Trent Williams thing that feels very unknown.
It's been such a distraction that they've made the NFC Championship game 3 years in a row and they've made a Super Bowl. I mean, this is all white noise to these guys, man. More coming up. Brandon Ayuk, what do you think about the situation? Do you want him? Do you not want him? What to make of everything? We'll play the Shanahan sound from yesterday. 888-957-9570. We got a lot about Shanahan in a wide receiving room as is without Brandon Ayuk. That's coming up, brought to you by Safeway.
Feel comfortable with whoever it is. I mean, that's just the issue as a coach. You always, I mean, there's times that I think Ayuk missed a game last year and we had to do that. So it's something you're always prepared for. Ayuk could also be with us and everything could be great and he could get hurt, like it's happened plenty of times. I mean, we lost a running back on a walkthrough to practice before our first game a few years ago with Jet McKinnon and didn't have him for the whole year. So we had a quarterback who tore his ACL in week 3 one year. So that's stuff that you're always used to.
Hey, yo, it's Leisure Man. You're listening to the 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
It's Kyle Shanahan yesterday. Kyle Shanahan talking about Ricky Pearsall and, you know, whether or not he's able to step up. And he talks about some of the injuries they suffered early in the season here. By the way, join 95.7 The Game at Hardy Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. So the boss man just came in here and you just said something, and I'm going to ask the fans this because I don't buy it, but, you know, I'm just one person. 888-957-957 is the number. Is this relationship salvageable? Say Brandon Ayuk signs a new deal later on today. Will there still be any issues? Is this salvageable? If Brandon Ayuk did re-sign with the 49ers later on today, and he hits the practice field tomorrow, are we just going to be able to move on? Or you think this is a situation that's lingering into the season?
I mean, this feels very different than some of the other ones. I don't know. I don't know. With his teammates, yeah, I think it's fine. But with like the coaches and specifically Shanahan, because we're talking about Shanahan here, right? Like, we didn't know what was going on with the relationship between Shanahan and Jimmy G, but clearly what we've learned now is at the end of that 2022 season, Shanahan was done with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, no, there was no other way around. He was just done with him. Now, I thought he was done with him a year prior. So who freaking knows on that one? But it did feel like he was, all right, now I'm like really, really done. It felt like he was done with Trey Lance too, even though they brought him back for training camp. It did feel awkward and weird. Like the Debo holdout, it felt different. There was a point in time where it felt like they were going to trade him. Then that time passed. And then when we were at quote-unquote camp and stuff, walking around, he was there. He was dapping everybody up. He stayed on the practice field during practice, right? And there was all this like murmurs that they were working on the deal. And you didn't hear other potential suitors, and you didn't hear that Debo was being able to negotiate a deal with outside teams. The Bosa thing, he was out of sight, out of mind. It was very unique to the Debo thing. This one feels different in the sense that, like, they've basically told Brandon Ayuk, oh, yeah, go ahead, find people that you want to work a deal with. I don't know. I don't know if the genie can go back in the bottle. That goes back to Shanahan, where I'm like, is he done with him or not? Because I think ultimately the players will accept him back, well, like the way they did with Bosa and the way they did with Debo and stuff, and Jimmy. But will the coach accept him back? Like, that's the number one thing. Even Ayuk, to your, you know, the Pivot, what is it, the Pivot podcast, he even talked about being kind of the coach and him not having on the same page early on. I don't know if those feelings linger or if they resurface.
Became an all-pro wide receiver. He fought his way out the doghouse. He fought his way out the doghouse to have back-to-back 1,000-yard receivers.
No, back I know, to, but back does, to back does that animosity resurface is what I'm saying.
Maybe, but then when he get on the play, when they start playing football, he starts scoring touchdowns, it's all good, right? I mean, so you brought up Debo Samuel, Holden. He talked about being traded. He comes, he gets hurt. Debo was talked about getting traded. They were discussing trading him this past offseason. Debo's been out there on the field balling out.
Yeah, but
balling out.
He
knows in the back of his head that, boy, they tried to trade me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm cool. I'm cool with that. As far as Jimmy, at the end of 2022, he got hurt, right? We thought he was done. We thought Shanahan was done with Jimmy after 2021, after the Rams game,
yeah,
right? Comes on the baby field. He throws, practices.
There was this injury thing with the shoulder.
They restructure his deal. He takes over for Trey Lance, and he probably plays the best football since 2019 that season. And then he gets hurt against Miami. But they got over it. Jimmy was able to get over it. Shanahan was able to get over it. And they started winning football games. So to me, it'll be a distraction as long as I think Shanahan's been in this business for so long. I don't want to underrate that. He's seen it all as a coordinator, quality control coach. He's talked to his father. He's coached now. He's seen these hold-ins. Once IU signed and gets on the field and they start practicing and they start playing games, we won't even be talking about this in September unless they lose. But if they go and start 7-1 or if they're 7-2, we'll be talking about the Super Bowl and getting the number one seed.
No, I agree, but I'm saying I don't know if Kyle's just done. Like, for example, with Trey Lance, like,
Kyle's always done. Kyle, he's a head coach. They're always cranky.
In part, there were many reasons, but you don't think in part the moving Trey Lance in the preseason was like, just get out. Just like, let's get this. Well, let's just remove this situation.
Well, Trey Lance was so distraught. Shanahan looked out for him and said, okay, here's the deal. You could be the third stringer. And then he saw how Trey Lance was acting. He goes, you know, Trey, Just take the day off. Take the day off and let me know if you want to be here. Trey chose not to be here.
Yeah,
Trey ended up asking for a trade. And Shanahan was like, cool, we'll acquiesce to your request and you will send him to Dallas. He looked out for Trey in the situation. And I thought that's when Shanahan really won me over. That presser after the final preseason game, when he sat there and said, man, here's a deal. And he was open-minded and everybody was mad at Shanahan. I thought, wow, I got a lot of respect for Shanahan. He did what he had to do and he looked out for the player. He looked out for the player.
I also think he was protecting his own team and removing the situation. It just takes some of the oxygen out of the room. And so I think it was just, that's my personal belief, is I think that it was a smart move because it was about the team. Like, all right, you know, let's just remove this situation. Yeah, it might be good for him as well simultaneously, but I think it was also self-serving.
Well, no, he asked him. He wanted to keep Trey. He was going to keep him with Trey. He's like, yo, what's the deal? What's the deal? And he went, traded him. Anyway, let's go to Zach in Redwood City. Zach in Redwood City. I think we're looking way too deeply into this. These are professionals, man. They know the deal. They know the drill. Once the ball gets kicked off, all this stuff is just white noise, man. Zach in Redwood City, what's happening?
It's not, though. We just spent a whole Warrior season talking about emotions. And then...
No, that's because that's all you guys want to talk about. I want to talk about the
players
game.
Did too.
I want to talk about split action.
No,
I want to talk about triangle offense. I want to talk about read and react. That's what the fans want to do. That's what Sports Talk Radio is all about.
Are you kidding
yourself?
Want
to talk about drama all the time.
No.
That's all it is.
One of the greatest Warriors of all time spent an entire 18 months talking about his feelings, and that's Klay Thompson. Like, no, like that, and no, so did the coach, and so did the organization, and so do other players. Like, that's real. Come on.
Man.
Like, we can acknowledge it. Like, it's okay. These guys are human.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not robots.
Oh, my gosh. Zach in Redwood City.
What's up, Bonte? What's up, Shasky? How's it going?
What's up?
How we doing?
Good.
Good. Cool. Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are talking Brandon Ayuk. I needed to chime in. I'm reading Tim Kawakami's headline this morning. How it would be an utter disaster both ways. And I don't know if I would put it that extreme, but I would love to see us run it back with the same squad. I mean, Slick Rick, you know, I mean, you get that fifth receiver and I think it could be a total game changer here. And, you know, I went to Indiana. I got some connections out in Cleveland. Shane Wynn played for the Browns. He played for the Hoosiers. Weight ride receiver, ran a 4.2. And he told me, he's like, it's not happening. It's probably not happening. I mean, the Patriots, you know, they declined the trade, right? And, I mean.
Well, they declined the trade. Oh, Zach, you got flushed, my man. You got flushed, my man. Sir, your call's not good enough. You need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain at floydwater.net. I mean, I said no to the Patriots. Now, you bring up Klay Thompson in the 18 months or whatnot. We talked about it, but what I remember was Klay Thompson go to the bench. Klay Thompson, stop shot chucking. Klay Thompson, your body language sucks. Blah, 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 blah. Now, after the season, everything came out that, yeah, he was in a dark place. Blah, blah, blah. His feelings, blah, blah, blah. He's trying to find out all, blah, 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 blah. But once they got on the court, the players played. They just weren't good. The team as a whole wasn't good enough to compete for a championship.
Yeah, I think his psychology, you know? And the psychological stuff was impacting both. That's
it was,
my personal
but
belief.
He shot 43% from the three-point line post All-Star break. Actually, he played really well post All-Star break. That psychological stuff that we're talking about, Klay Thompson post All-Star break played pretty damn good and averaged 20 points a game.
So he overcame the stuff that he had prior. All right.
Come on. TC,
I mean,
Sacramento. TC, Sacramento. No,
on.
I know. I know. I TC,
come on.
Sacramento.
The coach sat him down.
No, Shanahan.
That's what
but we're
These
talking
guys
about football.
Tom
we're
Brady
football.
And Belichick won six Super Bowls together, and they had many moments where
they were
at each other's throats.
That happens in pro sports
exactly,
if you get over it. Friction
that's
happens.
My point. It does happen.
Friction happens, but it's not going to linger in terms of wins and losses. Bosa stuff. You don't think that annoyed the 49ers brass?
It lingers.
You don't think that annoyed the 49ers brass? You didn't annoy Steve Wilkes, who didn't get the no Nick Bosa until 2 days before the Pittsburgh Steelers game?
There's an article on ESPN right now about Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and their relationship and how it deteriorated everything. I think some cases it means nothing, in some cases it does mean something.
TC, Sacramento.
Bonte, Shasky, good morning.
What's
up, my two bros? Man, just tapping in. First and foremost, not going to training camp, bro. This is clown behavior and clown show. I try to tell, like, I know you don't want to talk about the negativity, Bonte, but Joe's being honest. Like, bro, I tried to tell you about this before, bro. This dude is running a clown show around here.
What are you talking about,
man?
Wait, Kyle Shanahan? How is he running a clown show, TC? How is this on Kyle Shanahan? How is Brendan Ayuk holding in and not getting his money on Kyle Shanahan, TC? Explain that one.
I'm explaining it to you right now because, bro, he should have been paid because I done everything you wanted, dog. Out of everybody, you want to play with me?
Shanahan's not signing the contracts. He's not signing the contracts.
Hold on, Bonte. But okay, so listen, we can't keep playing both sides of the field. We can't say Shanahan's running the team, making decisions, and then when it comes to contracts, we're like, he's out of it. He's not doing anything. But when it's time to call somebody and make a move like Debo or Trent or whatever, Kyle's the guy to make the move. Bro, he's running things, dude. Pay that dude his money, dog. Period, point blank, that we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here.
Time to flush. Get the flush button. TC, you got to get flush. You're going down the toilet. Sorry, your call's not good. You need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain at floydwater.net. Now, that's ridiculous. Actually, what the hell does Shanahan have to do with Brendan Ayuk's money? You don't think Shanahan wants Brendan Ayuk in camp? Parag Marate and Jed York, and they're saying, boy, we can't, I don't know if we can pay this. We don't know if we can do it. Now, Shanahan probably has his input on
that. That's what I agree. Yeah, I agree.
How the hell can you possibly say, as we're entering year number 8 of the Kyle Shanahan era, that he's running a clown show? We just lost the damn Super Bowl. The year before, you lost an NFC Championship game. The year before, you lost an NFC Championship game. The year before, you had to hold the team together in Glendale, Arizona for the last 5 weeks. The year before that, you lost the Super Bowl. What are we talking about?
It's not
this
a clown
is all
show.
Making us crazy, folks.
No.
Dial it down. But, it's not going to be the last holdout we ever have in San Francisco, folks.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Nor in any sport. Like, but here's what I would say is that it is interesting that Kyle himself has admitted that he had to call Parag during the Trent Williams negotiation. Now, that part I find interesting. So,
and I was going to bring that up.
Okay.
Because Trent Williams was, I did a hit with Kansas City that day, and they thought. I did the hit with Carrington, our boy Carrington. He goes, boy, we're about to get Trent Williams. How you feeling? I said, I don't feel.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good. And Tripp tells, oh, you know, you want to play with me? Well, I'm going to the Midwest. I'm going to Kansas City.
Yeah, he called Shanahan, and then Shanahan said he had to call Parag. Yeah, essentially.
Like, yeah, basically it was like, you got to get this done.
Yeah.
You have to get this done.
So that's where I guess my question to you is do you think Kyle has done that in this situation?
I mean,
because it sounds like they did that with the Bosa situation. It sounds to me last year, based off the tea leaves that I'm hearing and seeing and reading and everything, is that the Bosa thing was getting down toward week one, and it's the middle of that week, and they were like, John and Kyle basically like, yo, Parag, like, I get it. You want to like save X amount of dollars? Get this done. It feels very, very similar. So do you think they would do the same thing right now?
I don't know. Well, here's how Shanahan feels about the rest of the wide receiver room.
I love the guys that we have in the building. I love the vets that we've had here that have played at a high level. I love the new ones we brought in for competition, and I love the young guys. You know, they have been banged up, trying to get healthy, you know, battling a shoulder, battling a hamstring. But when they're out there, they're getting better, and I hope that they can get healthy, continue to stay healthy so they can get the time in that they need to be ready. I know they will be if they get that time in, but that's the risky and hard thing about football. Football is a tough thing to practice, tough thing to get prepared for, and you got to do that at a very high level, and you hope they have no setbacks as they go along, and if they don't, I feel very good about the guys because they got what it takes.
Well, here's Shanahan on his emotions about the entire situation.
Calculated and prepared. I mean, you want everybody out there. I'm frustrated guys are hurt and can't get out there. All you want to do is practice and get ready for the tough season that's ahead. But you also truly understand the business side of our league and what these guys do and put themselves through and what they have to go through in these deals. So whether it's a hold in or whether it's a hold out, I mean, this stuff is pretty common and you just got to be patient with it as a coach.
It's all right.
I want the holdover. That's what I want.
You know,
was that Jimmy on the baby field? It was a holdover. It wasn't a hold in, a hold out. He was just over there. Hold over there. You Jimmy, over there.
Jimmy.
Give it to me one more time.
Jimmy.
Hey, if Jimmy gets cut from the Rams, do they bring him in to replace IU?
Why?
It's a joke.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
The problem is not only Ayuk. That's the thing. Like, that's the part that's bugging me today. It's not just Ayuk, B, because it's CMC's calf. It's the two rookie receivers can't stay healthy. It's Trent Williams on a couch in Texas, nowhere to be found. Like, it's... Our cuts heads are falling off. It's not even the first preseason game.
There is a possibility in a little over a month, September 9th is the first game. Monday Night Football, Levi's Stadium.
There's a possibility,
Joe and Bonte, you don't have Ayuk, you don't have Trent Williams,
thank you,
and you don't have Christian McCaffrey week one against that Jets defense.
Well, Christian McCaffrey's out for 2 weeks.
Calf strain's very concerned.
I'm triggered by calf strain.
He's got
Greenlaw's
a month.
Out for a
he's
year.
Got a He's got a month. I'm not going to freak out yet.
As a Warrior fan, when I hear calf strain.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Oh, gosh.
Did Dre Greenlaw not have a calf injury for a month?
I'm not going to freak out right now. You can freak out all you want to. I'm saying what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to freak out. I'm sorry. I'm not writing on that bus to freak out a month from now.
But let's also acknowledge.
But it's not the end of the world. You got 16 games after that. The Jets game's not the season. That's not the Super Bowl. It's the first game of the season.
But they threaded the needle the last, whatever, 25, 30 games that he's played.
Oh, my God.
He's been unbelievably healthy. And if you look at the body of his career, like that was one of the main criticisms, or I guess skepticisms, of Christian McCaffrey's, like, can the guy stay healthy? And the Niners have found a way to keep him healthy. You know, so when he hurts his calf before the season even starts, it's a little.
Yeah, I know. It's okay for you. You want to be frustrated. I'm not coming down your road for being frustrated.
Yesterday,
just
sucked.
Don't come down on my road for not being frustrated. Why do I have to be frustrated? I'm not. We're a month out from the regular season. He's hurt right now. He wasn't going to play any preseason games. He could get right on the side field. I hope he's ready for week one.
I hope he's ready for week one, okay?
But he's not going to play in preseason. Does Christian McCaffrey need to practice and know this offense? No, he's the offensive player of the year. If there's anybody I'm not worried about, it's
healthy.
Christian McCaffrey. Be healthy by week one, and we're all good. But I'm not going to freak out on August 7th because of some damn injuries in training camp. I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry. I'm not. And if you're mad at me for not freaking out, now... TC said that Kyle Shanahan's running a clown show.
That's not.
Now, it's just, I mean, and then, but then you know what, though? But I see a lot of people who are in the Super Bowl text line and YouTube agreeing with TC. No, this is Shanahan's baby. He's making all the decisions, blah, 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 blah. Or from what it sounds like to me, from Tim Kawakami, here, I'll play it again. Tim Kawakami yesterday from The Athletic on who's leading the negotiation with Brandon Ayuk.
Everything I hear from NFL people is the guy who negotiates these deals is Parag Marate. That's the guy. And Jed York is on top of that. And John comes in and does some other things. I think he was heavily involved with Bosa. But guess what? Bosa won that deal. You know, Parag Marate might not have loved that too much. Again, that's my speculation. But I think John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan make their views known. They are the number one people in football operations. But they don't control the purse strings, and I think it's Parag Marate doing this negotiation. Again, if you talk to any agent who deals with the 49ers, they talk about general conversations with John Lynch, and they talk about negotiations with Parag Marate. So not trying to, like, underline anybody's fault here, but every agent I've talked to said the person that I'm negotiating with and who is a pain in the ass, but you respect it, but he is a pain in the ass, is Parag Marate.
Wow.
Whether John and Kyle, you know, at the end can come in, I don't know. I think they certainly did that with Bosa. But again, I don't think 49ers like that Bosa deal. I think they hate that Bosa deal. They know, they realize they had to do it, but Bosa beat them, period. They just haven't had one like that where they've been beaten by somebody like they were beaten by Bosa. And I don't think they want that to happen with Ayuk.
Do we all agree Kawakami stepped in? Do we all agree?
Yeah,
I mean, the guy's sure. Getting interviews with every owner in the business.
Of course.
Every player, every coach, everything.
That's
we all agree.
From the source.
He talks to agents. And when we had Doug Henderson on, he enlightened us on a lot of things. I was like, wow, that's very important. With a, and they, you know a couple agents, but I don't bother him. The fact that he knows that agents say, yeah, Parag Marate is, he's a guy leading in and he's tough. He leads those negotiations. So I play that to say, how are we throwing Kyle Shanahan under the bus this morning about a Brandon Ayuk situation?
Well, yeah.
Kyle Shanahan's frustrated because he wants his guy on the field. And he's like, damn, it looks like we're going to lose him. I'm annoyed. So now I got to coach this team. And boy, I got to get creative with some of these guys. I got to hope that Ricky Pearsall is ready to roll. I have to hope that Juwan Jennings is ready for an elevated role. I have to hope and get Chris Conley ready for possibly having an elevated role. It's this Jacob Cowie kid out of Arizona. I got to get him right. I got to figure out my punt return game. So Shanahan's annoyed because Ayuk's, yeah, of course he's annoyed that Ayuk's on the field. He's the head coach. He wants his players coming down. But who the hell, they like, that's why TC, I love them. But how can you sit up here, call the show, and say Kyle Shanahan's running the clown show? Like, that's disingenuous, man. You just want to be mad at the head coach to be mad at the head coach. And I'm tired of that.
Well,
Shanahan's got here from year 8 and turned this place into a damn juggernaut. He handpicked John Lynch, all right? He hand-selected John Lynch. Without Shanahan, we don't have the success we've had over the last 8 years. This guy's turned an expansion team into one of the best rosters in the NFL. So I'm not going to buy. I'm sorry. I'm cool, but you're going to really get my blood boiling by saying Kyle Shanahan's running a clown show?
I don't think.
That's a clown statement. Come on,
well,
TC.
I mean, you and I agree, and I think most normal Niner fans think that Kyle's pretty freaking good. Now, whether you know he could finish the big one and win the Super Bowl.
Possibly.
You know, we'll see. But he's really freaking good. And 30 teams or 25 teams would love to have him, and 25 fan bases would love to be us, right? But on this one thing, it does feel like the team, whether it's Parag, John, Kyle, Brandon Ayuk, whatever, they've botched this. Like, everyone, like we're better with them. And if you weren't going to keep them, then the time to move them was earlier. And the time to sign them was clearly earlier. Now, you could still hopefully salvage it and bring them back. But, boy, that feels very bleak.
Yeah, let's go to Bert and Benicia. Bert, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I'm going to come at it from a little different mindset, right? Maybe what BA is thinking is all this dude has experienced since he's gotten here is heartbreak. Losing NFC championships, losing Super Bowls, and what he's gone through. And you guys laid it out, right? McCaffrey's hurt. Williams is holding out. Is this team really in the next 4 to 5 years going to be better than they've been in the last 4 or 5 years? I don't think so. So I think he's looking at it as, you know what? We had our window. We had our shot. I'm going to get my money. I'm going to get my bag and just get up on out of here because we had our chances. And honestly, I don't see the chances of them winning the Super Bowl being better than they've been the last 5 years.
I don't know. I haven't talked to Brandon Ayuk. I don't know what it's. I don't know if he believes it's an interesting point. I don't know.
Well, I would say
I
that
don't know.
for Niner fans, like, and again, it's not the end of the world. I know it's only August 7th, and that's what people said about Bosa last year when he was holding on. It's only August 23rd. You know, he'll come in ready to go. But these are bad omens. Whether you believe in omens or not, I do, all right? I read into signs. I know a lot of people scoff at that. They think I'm being superstitious and weird. But, like, CMC hurt. Trent's holding out. You know, Ayuk feels like he's on his way out the door. The two young guys, it feels like they've been dinged up and already. And it's just a lot. And all I wanted to do was go back and just be ready to roll and have a quiet training camp with no drama because we finally know who our quarterback is. And we've got a new DC that everybody likes because he was hired from within. I thought it was going to be kumbaya. And here we are with 7 or 8 different stories on the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, CMC, Ricky Pearsall hurt again. Like, who's replacing Dre Greenlaw? There's just a lot.
When did you start your radio career?
I don't know, 2018.
So basically in the midst of the Warriors dynasty, right?
Yeah.
This was every day with the Warriors dynasty. After the first championship, from that point on, there were 7 to 8 storylines every single day.
Yeah, but you said the D word, right?
The dynasty. Yeah, they were. But they've been close to winning a Super Bowl. I mean,
no doubt,
they've been close. Like, they've been on the doorstep. But there was But there were storylines every day. Like, it's with good teams. We just saw with the Last Dance doc. There's always going to be some drama. They had Michael Jordan, for crying out loud, the greatest player to ever live. In my opinion.
Yeah. But football's different than basketball. Like, if you have the best players in the league, you just brought
up Klay Thompson. There's drama.
You'll be there at the end. In football, we see it every single year.
The A's in the 70s.
The team that loses in the Super Bowl, they have a drop-off.
But the A's in the 70s were fighting each other left and right. They won 3 straight World Series.
Dante, that was 50 years ago.
I don't care if it was 100 years ago. The point is, there was drama with the team. It's always drama with teams. The 86 Mets were coked out of their minds fighting each other in the dugout. They end up winning the World Series, all right? Team, it happens in pro sports. Drama's always going to happen. This is like, are we new to this? We think it's just going to be like, hey, it's going to be Friday Night Lights or something. We're all going to hold hands and be together. No, even they have drama.
You don't think this was somewhat avoidable on both parties, on Ayuk and the Niners? Had they just found a way to, like, come to an agreement either earlier in the timeline, or if they knew that they were never going to be able to come up to his asking price, and maybe that asking price was a moving target. I don't know. But, like, there were multiple points where this could have been different. And it feels like now that we're here, it's causing a lot of tension for the fan base.
Well, Ayuk said it, man. He thought they were at the goal line a couple times. I don't know what happened. But here we are now. Now, back at the NFC Championship game, Shanahan brought up Brandon Ayuk for the people who because I do want to ask you a question, because now that McCaffrey said this yesterday.
That's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
So McCaffrey, former teammate, wants the best for him. So let's just move forward like we did yesterday without Brandon Ayuk, because it sounds like he's on the way out. Mike Tomlin's being giddy. He's saying that, hey, man, it's still early on the west side, so the phone hasn't rung yet. It's still early on the west side. Well, 7:45 now. Let's see if the phone is ringing in Pittsburgh from John Lynch and Parag Marate. So if we do move on without Brandon Ayuk, we do move on without him, how good is this team? Can they still replicate some of the success they had over the last 7 to 8 years, especially over the last 5? Well, Shanahan on Ayuk about unlocking the NFC Championship game. Spadoni just put this on the board. I'm going to play it.
We thought if we could get it going and make it a game on both sides, it would be a matter of time before we could score some points. But the way their offense was going, their defense doing a couple things to get us off the field. But once BA made that play, it kind of unlocked it with such an explosive and kind of unlocked the whole team, because right after getting that turnover that I believe Gip forced, that was huge. And right after that, you could feel the whole momentum with our players on our sideline in the stadium kind of flip, and you felt it was on after that.
So that was Shanahan on the IU catch, and look, it did unlock the offense. They went crazy.
You know, we didn't get a chance to talk about it because Gibson's not in the league anymore. He had this crazy resurgence out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden gets popped for roids.
Yeah. Well,
nobody, like, just, but in the NFL, no one cares.
Nobody cares. I mean, you could just look in the locker room and look at some of the supplements.
Maybe.
I mean,
but like, everybody asked all sports. That. Like, wow, Gibson was on the street and he was having a monster year. And then out of nowhere, it's like,
steroids.
Gibson suspended for the first 8 games of the year. or whatever, I mean, six
you
games.
You see some of the veins that are popping out of these dudes' necks and arms or whatnot? You don't think they're doing a little something to recover? See NFL. All the physical, the violence, every single Sunday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday.
Do they really?
I mean, come on. I guess that's another question. Does anybody care if these players take steroids?
No one does. Unless it's for the home run, you know, record books. And your name is Bob Costas.
Oh, man. 888-957-9570 is the number. I get everybody's exhausted with Brent and I. You get a situation. But it sounds like, and here's the latest. Here's the latest. Let's just do a little reset on everything that's happening. Matt Maiocco last night. As Matt Maiocco, he's been tapped in. He's one of our, you know, you can count on Matt Maiocco. He's a credible source.
Very reliable.
Yep. NBC Sports Bay Area. Covering the Niners a long time. Adam Schefter, 12 hours ago, said sources, after inquiring about Brandon Ayuk's availability, the Patriots have decided to explore any further trade possibilities with the Niners regarding their standout wide receiver. Patriots are excited about their young receivers and want to focus on them. Well, that's because Brandon Ayuk basically said, according to Matt Maiocco, they had an agreement in place with the Niners and a large offer to Ayuk on the table, but he did not show interest in going there. That's from Matt Maiocco. Then later on, 8 hours ago, Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, the fact that the Steelers are back in talks with the Niners towards a possible Brandon Ayuk trade shows all sides have a willingness to get something done. The negotiations and conversations continue.
You know, I think the thing that's hard to swallow for a lot of Niner fans is that I was prepared for the quote-unquote teardown of the roster when like, hey, the Purdy deal starts to kick in and you start actually having to have the Bosa deal hit your books and things like that. And like, we all understood that. Like, I was thinking like in my head, like, you know, how important is CeeDee Lamb because Dak makes so much money? Right, he's their lone weapon, and it makes him even more important in that offense. They don't really have a running game. The tight end, you know, to a lesser degree, but like they've surrendered all of these other players and all these other financial positions so that they could pay the quarterback. And I was prepared for that next year, or maybe the year after that, but not like now. You know what I mean? Well, and it's just hard that it's hitting us in the face now.
Kawakami yesterday. Do the Niners have the money to pay Brandon Ayuk?
They do have the money. And I understand, you know, they've got the Purdy money coming down the back end, but it's not salary cap money. That's just guaranteed money. This is guaranteed money that Jed York probably does not want to pay. You know what? Okay, that's his decision. I get it. But then you're judged by the roster you end up with. If they end up without Brandon Ayuk, it's been a miscalculation. They've just miscalculated and misplayed this to get it in this position. This is not what good teams do. Look at the Detroit Lions. They've re-signed everybody.
Yep.
They've figured out a way. That's a team that the 49ers are likely going to run into in the NFC Championship game.
So there's a key point there, a key thing that he said, Tim Kawakami, and I'll play it one more time for everybody out there, and then I'll let you guys know what the key point is. We could pick this up on the other side. But Kawakami, again, they have the money to pay Ayuk now. Now, how?
They do have the money. And I understand, you know, they've got the Purdy money coming down the back end, but it's not salary cap money. That's just guaranteed money. This is guaranteed money that Jed York probably does not want to pay. You know what? Okay, that's his decision. I get it. But then you're judged by the roster you end up with. If they end up without Brandon Ayuk, it's been a miscalculation. They've just miscalculated and misplayed this to get it in this position. This is not what good teams do. Look at the Detroit Lions. They've re-signed everybody.
Yep.
They've figured out a way. That's a team that the 49ers are likely going to run into in the NFC Championship game.
I would use the Eagles as a good example. They get out ahead of it, and they re-sign their guys. They re-sign their linemen. They re-sign their wide receivers, and they make trades. They make shrewd trades. They got ahead of it with Jalen. They gave Jalen Hurts his money. But the Lions is one situation. They got a lot of guys they haven't paid yet, but they did re-up on Goff and Decker and, of course, Amara St. Brown, Penei Sewell as well. But he said that Jed York does have the money. He just doesn't want to pay. Now, I could go take it two sides. I could understand it from both sides. One, the fan in me says, man, Jed York, won't you pony up? But then also I look at what Jed York has done over the last 7 years and said, you know what? He has ponied up. He ponied up with Bosa, Warner, Greenlaw. Who else? Trent, Juszczyk, McCaffrey, Kittle.
They're paying the
Debo.
Highest or close at the time. They've set six or seven different positions.
Right.
When they signed, upon yep. signing, was the highest contract
exactly.
at that position.
So I can't get on Jed York.
On the current roster.
I can't call Jed York broke or get on him because he has ponied up.
Yeah.
He just hasn't ponied up in this situation because it feels like the Bosa deal, they got they really don't like the way that went down. Well, and so they told themselves, if it happens again, we're not going to go that route. That's unfortunate.
I don't know. Because there's also the equation of, and I get where TK's coming at with, like, you can pay him now. But those do have ramifications in the future, right? Like, yes, you could pay the guy now. But I don't know what their thought process is. It like, yes, we could pay Ayuk and we can keep Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle together for two seasons, but not three, not four. Or we have to get rid of one or both. Or like, I just don't know. But I'll look at this one. Like, we're going to count all this money and look at this and look at paying Armstead the dead money this year from the contract of way back when, and paying Javon Hargrave the free agent money. To me, like, those are the two big missteps, which I think is the hardest pill to swallow. It's not the Ayuk deal. I think it's those ones. Like, you're paying $40 million essentially this year of cash for two guys, and one's on the roster and he's, and the other guy is playing in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does
suck. In a passing league where they weren't really, like, quote unquote pass rushing types. Like, that sucks.
Let's go to Doug and Berkeley real quick. Doug and Berkeley before we hit the injury report. What's up, Doug?
Hey, thanks. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
You stole my thunder. You just stole my thunder. Everything that Shafi just said is pertinent, and they paid Bosa too much. They paid Bosa too much. Even if he had a breakout all-star season, you could say they paid him too much. They don't want to get burned again, and quite frankly, the purse, you know, it can't take it. I don't care what Kawakami said, that they have the money. If you get burned once, you don't want to spend the money, even if you have it. I'm not sure they have it. So you guys hit the nail right on the head just recently. That's where I'm coming from. Thanks for taking the call.
Well, anytime, and here's where I'm frustrated. Had they made that assessment earlier in the offseason, then they would have been able to do something to help them out for this year.
No
and
doubt.
That's the part where I think everyone gets frustrated. All right, if that's the case, if we buy it at face value that you got burned and you don't want to get burned again, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, then why didn't you make that assessment in April? And, okay, yeah, you're getting pennies on the dollar on Ayuk, but you didn't want him anyway. But at least I could draft something or utilize some player earlier in the equation. In August, whatever draft pick you get is not helping you for week one against the Jets.
Well, you know what's funny, too? Pretty Ricky, our boy Pretty Ricky, is out there trying to flex.
Who is Pretty Ricky?
I don't know who Pretty Ricky is. He's a Twitter account.
No one knows.
Breaks trades.
He's turned into like a meme almost at this point.
But he is like flexing because, you know, I told y'all Pittsburgh. Oh, and now he's tweeting. It's our girl Steph, 49er Steph. Pretty Ricky. The Niners would not be getting a first round pick back in this trade. Steph Sanchez with a Jesus Christ. I don't know if it's true or not. But what?
I'm out.
If the Niners don't get a player. Is there any draft competition? What is going to be, please Niner fans?
Nothing.
Is it just Amari Cooper?
Super Bowl.
Is it Amari Cooper a bust Super if you trade for him?
It's the only thing that's
going to help. It's the only thing that's
going to help? Bonte, you've been knocking on the promised land. Like, this is like very equivalent to Moses. You wander around in the desert and then you get all the way to the promised land.
So
you don't get to go in.
Now we're Super Bowl or bust?
You're not even allowed to go in. You just keep knocking on the door. Like, hey, I brought everyone here. Am I allowed in? No, you're not allowed in.
Are we Super Bowl or bust now?
I'm going religious here on you. But like, yes, be the only thing that's going to satisfy this fan base is a Super Bowl win.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's where we're at. Yeah, we're psychologically despondent. Am I wrong?
Welcome to my world, buddy. It's not Super Bowl. Try again. It's not, hey, we had a lot of success. Not everybody can win a Super Bowl. It's really hard to win a Super
Bowl. Mahomes is at the Playboy Mansion back in the 90s. He's hanging out in the jacuzzi. What do they call that? Like the
Super Bowl bus. I was told.
And the Niners are stuck at the door.
Because I was told that, hey, man, not only one team's won a Super Bowl. It's really, really hard.
Yeah, it is
really hard.
It really is hard. And it's even harder when you don't have Brandon Ayuk and you don't get compensation that can help you for this current season.
Oh, man. Let's get to the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Kyle Shanahan announced a few notable injuries yesterday, with something we've already touched on. Running back Christian McCaffrey suffered a calf strain a few days ago, which is why they signed Matt Breida. Of course, Matt Breida, the former 49er, now he's back in camp. And while Shanahan downplayed the seriousness of it, he did say that CMC would not play this preseason. I don't think he would have played the preseason anyway, but Now, he definitely will not play the preseason. Also, note, rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall is back on an injury report after leaving practice early with a shoulder strain. Not good for the first-round pick. A couple injuries he's already suffered. Injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. How confident are you in this team without Brandon Ayuk? I'm moving out without Brandon Ayuk. In my head, Brandon Ayuk's not on this football team. So can this team overcome the loss of Brandon Ayuk?
I'm optimistic, Bonte.
You know, for 5 months here, I've been like the guy in 300, man, with the shield, just trying to fight people off, saying, boy, Brandon Ayuk's an all-pro wide receiver. But I got a lot of pushback saying, well, if we can find another Brandon Ayuk, he's replaceable. So, since he's replaceable, how confident are we in his team going back to the Super Bowl? Because that's where we're at now, baby. That's where we're at now, Niner fans. 888-957-9570 is the number. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
The downfall is near, and it's coming hard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.